we thought that his life raised interesting questions for this time about lawyers and lawyering. Not as necessarily as a role model, but as somebody who just raises questions makes it an interesting opportunity to debate. You know, what do lawyers do when not only they believe in their cause, but they believe perhaps that the system itself is fundamentally unfair? How do they operate within that system? He simply provides an opportunity to have a discussion, and also, of course, to take a look at a very tumultuous and a bit like this, but much more tumultuous, period of American history, you know, when all these things were going on, the Chicago 7, Wounded Knee, the Attica prison riots, the Central Park jogger case that was somewhat later, the civil rights movement, you know, and he was at the center of all these cases, whatever you felt about his position. He was a controversial figure, and the film doesn't hide that fact. So there are, you know, mixed feelings about him. Some people felt that he moved away from idealism into sort of publicity, and you know, that part of the interesting thing about the film is everybody can make a judgment about that on their own. It's also a way of introducing law students and the community to a very interesting and tumultuous time in American history that for some people, they know the 60s were around in the 70s, and they know Kennedy was assassinated and King and Robert Kennedy and all these things happened. But they don't understand it in the context of legal history and the sort of intertwining of legal history with political history. We really hope that the program will, A, bring a lot of people up to the law school who maybe normally don't come up here, and B, it's intended to engender a kind of lively discussion about the times, about lawyers, about politics and the law, about the 60s, about the relationship between what happened then and what's happening now, you know, so all of that.